Looks like we're on. Good morning. I'm Susan Drummond. I am the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. For the record, today is Thursday, March 23rd, 2017, approximately 9 a.m. We have three items on the agenda: the Martin ADU, Wirtz ADU, and Catania Shoreline variants. We will probably take those in order, although there may be a question of whether the Wirtz and Catania should switch depending upon who's in the audience. But we will hear the Martin ADU first. The way I usually run these proceedings is we'll hear first from the planning department. They'll present the staff report, which I have reviewed, and then the applicant can come up and offer any additional information, testimony on the proposal. Then I'll open it up for public comment. And I may have questions during the process, either for staff or from the applicant. So I think with that, go ahead and go. You swear to tell the truth today.
I do.
And your name for the record.
Holly Roberts. Good morning. Like I said, my name is Holly Roberts. I'm a planner with the Kitsap County Department of Community Development. I am here this morning to present a conditional use permit application for the Martin Accessory Dwelling Unit. At this time, I'd like to introduce Exhibits 1 through 23 into the record. Okay. In addition, I'd like to include the PowerPoint presentation into the record, which I believe should be Exhibit 24.
Okay. Those exhibits are all admitted.
I'd also like to point out a typographical error in the staff report on page 1 under project request. The square footage listed for the existing garage should be 2,810 square feet, not 2,808 square feet.
Can you say that again? What should be the correct number?
2,810. Jeffrey and Renee Martin have applied for a conditional use permit to allow the conversion of an existing 898-square-foot single-family residence to be converted into an accessory dwelling unit with an attached 2,810-square-foot garage on their 4.81-acre property located at 11894 Willamette Meridian Road Northwest, Silverdale and Central Kitsap County, Commissioner District Number 2. The conversion of the existing single-family residence will allow the Martins to build a new 2,436-square-foot single-family residence with an attached 749-square-foot garage. The new residence will also include a 474-square-foot unheated bonus and storage room above the garage. The property is located within a residential area with large acreage lots. These lots are predominantly developed with single-family residences or are undeveloped. The county critical areas map shows potential wetlands on the eastern portion of the property, as well as a non-fish-bearing stream. Environmental planner Catherine Schaefer reviewed the proposal and determined that the location of the proposed single-family residence exceeds all buffer and setback requirements from these critical areas. The proposed accessory dwelling unit is an existing structure and was reviewed for critical areas compliance at the time of building permit. The eastern portion of the property also lies within a Category 2 critical aquifer recharge area. However, the single-family development is not listed as an activity with a potential threat to groundwater in the critical areas ordinance and therefore doesn't require any further analysis or reports. The location of the proposed single-family residence is already cleared of trees and is a grassy lawn. The applicant will be abandoning the existing driveway that runs along the south property line, restoring it with vegetation, and installing a new driveway along the north property line to better serve both residences. Outside of the developed area, the property is forested with predominantly coniferous trees. The property is relatively flat, sloping gradually from west to east towards the stream. The comprehensive plan designation for this property is rural, and the zoning designation is rural residential. The surrounding areas are also zoned rural residential. The purpose of the rural residential zone is to promote low-density residential and agricultural activities that are consistent with the rural character. The site plan shows the proposed accessory dwelling unit circled in blue and the single-family residence circled in green. The accessory dwelling unit will be located approximately 86 feet from the proposed single-family residence. The applicant has placed a gravel pad around the existing garage. This does result in new impervious surface areas that would require a site development activity permit. The applicant has indicated that they would rather remove a portion of the gravel pad than apply for the site development activity permit. To avoid the site development activity permit, the applicant will remove at least 450 square feet of the gravel pad, scarify the surface, and plant the area with lawn or other landscaping. An inspection will be conducted to verify that this has occurred. The proposed single-family residence permit has been submitted and is currently under review. The home will be constructed in a similar style as the existing structure. Paint colors, materials, and roofing will all be the same. The accessory dwelling unit is an existing building, and as you can see from the building elevations, both structures are similar and complementary to one another. The single-family residence will be 2,436 square feet and include three bedrooms, an unheated bonus room over the attached garage. The floor plans do not include accessory living quarters and have been conditioned as such. We have received, the accessory dwelling unit is 898 square feet and includes two bedrooms with an attached 2,810 square foot garage. A DCD inspector has visited the site and verified that the habitable area of the accessory dwelling unit is under 900 square feet. We have received public comment regarding this application, two from the neighboring property owners. Mr. James Rout commented regarding the stream and buffers and was concerned that the applicant had been dumping land waste on the west side of the stream. Mr. Rout also expressed concern over the applicant's business, Kitsap Excavation, being operated out of the site. I did personally do a site visit on December 13th, 2016. There were no evidence of land debris being dumped on site or in the stream buffer. I did, however, note two piles of logs. They did appear to have been there for some time. According to the applicant, these trees were from the original land clearing activity when the existing structure was built and occurred prior to the construction of the existing residence and garage. I also did note a dump truck parked on site. Kitsap County Code does allow one piece of heavy equipment on site without a conditional use permit approval for a contractor's storage yard. I made the applicant aware of this requirement. He's agreed to comply. Andrew Cole commented that he had concerns regarding noise associated with the land clearing and construction activities occurring on site. Noise generated from construction activities are exempt from Kitsap County Code. However, the applicant must still comply with the noise requirements before 7 a.m. and after 10 p.m. The applicant was also informed of these requirements and has also agreed to comply. Staff is recommending approval of this conditional use permit as conditioned in the staff report dated March 13, 2017. I have reviewed the staff report conditions with the applicant and they've expressed no objections to the proposed conditions of approval. That concludes my presentation. And at this time, I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
I don't have any right now.
All right, thank you.
Is the applicant here? Did you want to step up and add anything to what staff has stated? Okay. Let me just have you step up real quick. I just have one question. And your name again
for the Jeffrey record. Martin.
And you swear to tell the truth today.
Yeah.
And you took a look at the staff report and you're comfortable with the conditions. Don't have any questions on. Okay. All right. That's the only question I had. Is there anyone here from the public who wanted to testify on this proposal? Okay, let the record reflect that there is no one who wishes to testify on this ADU proposal. Is there any other questions from staff on this? Nope, okay. Nothing else to add to the record?
No.
Okay. I am going to grant this ADU. I believe it's consistent with the county's ADU criteria. A decision on this will be out within 10 days, probably earlier. But so I think that closes this matter, and then we'll move on to, and you're welcome to stay for the rest of the proceedings today, but no requirement. The next matter on the agenda is the Wirtz accessory dwelling unit. I just want to get a sense on the audience in terms of how many people are here for that as opposed to the Catania Shoreline variance. Who's here for Wirtz? Okay, and who's here for the Catania Shoreline variance? Okay, we'll just keep in line and we'll go forward with, I think, the Wirtz accessory dwelling unit. I had a question on what would make sense in terms of today's proceedings, in terms of going first. So, again, as I mentioned earlier, for those of you who weren't here in terms of how I run these, we'll hear first from the planning department. They will provide a summary of the staff report. Usually they have a PowerPoint. I may have questions for staff. After staff presents, we'll have the applicant come up, add anything to that, and then we'll open the matter up for public comment. And then the applicant will have an opportunity after public comment to address any concerns that may have arisen during that process. So with that, I think we'll open it up to staff, I believe. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Well, should we recess for 5 minutes?
Yeah, that would be
great. We'll recess for 5 minutes and then we'll proceed.